Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. Today, it's Robert Smigel and Triumph the Insult Comic Dog. Robert Smigel is one of the true stars of the comedy world that you don't usually see the face of. You may remember him as one of the Saturday Night Live actors in the skit Da Bears, but more importantly, he's been one of the top writers at Saturday Night Live. He was the head writer at Conan O'Brien, the executive producer, creator, director, writer of TV Funhouse. His cartoons today on Saturday Night Live include the ambiguously gay superheroes and the ex-presidents. But his most famous creation is probably Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog. First, a warning to listeners. Triumph is an insult comic dog, and his language is colorful. Triumph, the Insult Comic Dog, welcome to Conversations with David Lewis here on The Voice of the Arts here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Am I talking to a pre-recorded message?
Hello? No.
Yeah. So that was a human?
Yes.
Sorry. It sounded like, something, a cart the engineer pushed. Okay. Who are you? Who is this?
My name's... We talked before. This is David Lewis.
Yeah. Very good. The one and only David Lewis.
Well, there's some... it's kind of a common name, but, we Jews, that happened to us.
I'm sorry. I fell asleep. No, this is very exciting. What's the name of the show?
It's called Conversations with David Lewis.
Yes. Very exciting.
Well,
there's a lot of buzz around your show.
There is?
Yes. The same buzz flies make around my ass. Forgive me, I'm a little nervous appearing on Conversation with David Lewis.
Well. And
this is a lot of pressure. I haven't felt this much pressure since Marmaduke sat on my face. What kind of audience do you have here? Seriously.
I have
a conch shell that has more listeners.
I have no idea who my listeners are. I haven't a clue.
Are they from Atlanta? This show is... Where are you based?
Atlanta, yes.
Atlanta. The pressure is just growing every second here.
Yeah, well...
I asked someone how to get to Atlanta, They said go south on 85 and drive until your career is over. It's an exciting town, really.
Yeah.
Like banging a basset hound on Prozac. No, there's a lot of... Georgia, though. That's exciting. I've been to UGA. A lot of bright kids there.
Yes.
Sure, getting a college degree from University of Georgia is very useful. Normally, to get a degree with that kind of credibility, you'd have to study in Guatemala or Haiti.
I'm finding all these Georgia jokes a little offensive, Triumph. I mean, you're
come
Mr.
Come on, I haven't,
You're used to...
Breathing is second nature to me.
Well,
it's no big deal.
I'm taking it very personally, and so is my state.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, who are you to talk? I mean, you're Mr. New Yorker, and now you're living in New Jersey. What? I mean, have you been neutered as well? You're part of the Bridge and Tunnel crowd.
New Jersey. I don't live in New Jersey. That's the hand up my ass, and stick to the real interview here,
I see.
You're talking to a comic legend, right?
Well, then, okay, if you're a comic legend, tell me about your most memorable experiences. I mean, how did you and Elton John get along?
Elton John? I met Elton John at one of my many benefits. I do a lot of benefits. The rainforest is where I met Elton John. Oh, it's great. I do, Elton is great. I've met a lot of, musical legends, like Bon Jovi. Oh, that was exciting. Other bands today, they don't have the cred that Bon Jovi has. There's all these flashes in the pan. But Bon Jovi, they are the real deal. They've been churning out horrible crap for 30 years, Larry.
David.
Larry, whatever.
Not everybody that you've met necessarily has enjoyed the experience.
Like who? Everyone loves me.
Oh, Canada.
Canada was, half of Canada loved it. Toronto. So, a few spoiled sports who, in Quebec, who thought I was pooping on their heritage. Who hasn't had their heritage pooped on?
if I remember correctly, Conan O'Brien had to performance was for had to apologize to all Canadians on your behalf.
Look, Conan owes me. You know, I wasn't going to do it myself, but Conan, trust me, he'll do what I say. I've seen him naked. Wasn't a pretty sight.
Mm. Yeah.
Back to me, please.
Oh, okay. Aside from the Canadians, has anyone else been mortally offended by your crude persona?
Oh, you know, Eminem was a little upset back in the day, but we're friends now. You know, we did a video together last year that sucked, but it was Eminem's video, so, he has an anger issue, you know. I don't know. The guy has a lot of anger. I think he's jealous of me because I'm black. You know, he's trying to be a rapper, and, you know, it's hard for him. You know, I believe that rappers are very much like poops, you know. It's not good when they're white. Dangerous. And it has to be hard for Eminem being the only guy in rap with a small penis.
Yes.
I mean, him and Missy Elliott.
Yes.
The only two with a small penis. But, you know, we're friends now. We're friends. I think Eminem, deep down inside, is just a little boy who really, really hates gay people.
I think he's volunteered to go tour for President Bush on the gay marriage amendment that the president proposed yesterday.
Oh, I'm not for that. Not for that amendment at all. Gay marriage, I mean, come on. If you don't let gay men marry each other, who are they going to marry? They can't all marry Liza Minnelli.
Well, and also you have a thing for men. I mean, I saw you and Ernie, as in Bert and Ernie, and obviously you and Lassie, and, you know, you've got a long history.
Ernie, you know, that's part of my act for the kids. They love it. And, you know, I think they appreciate it because of the risk I'm taking.
Yes, I saw you do this at a benefit for Seeds of Peace at the Gotham Comedy Club.
And yeah, it was for the Middle East, you know. It was. I figured if Ernie and I can get together, why not anyone else? And Ernie enjoyed it. I thought he enjoyed it.
What I particularly enjoyed about that benefit was that you didn't know it, but the president of Children's Television Workshop of Sesame Street was in the audience that night.
And he loved it.
I saw him go up to talk to you afterwards. I always was curious what was said.
You know, we talked about Ernie and all his problems and how great it is that Ernie has worked with all of the, you know, kids all these years and that none of the allegations have stuck. How wonderful that was for Ernie and Children's Television Network.
Now, you're sort of known as a commentator on the Middle East. What's your point of view?
I'm known as a commentator on the Middle East. That's a new one. Listen, I, you know, it's nonsense over there. I don't understand, you know, these the Jews and the Arabs, you know. They just, all this fighting over, you know, I want Jerusalem, I want the Gaza. They just need to settle it the civilized way. Whoever peace smells stronger gets the territory.
I'll suggest that next time I'm over there.
Good, good. Yeah, yeah. I know. You're doing good work over there. Trying to get comedians to get killed in.
In the next section of my interview with Triumph the Insult Comic Dog and Robert Smigel, we'll be talking about his many talk show appearances and his political views.